consists, that was the day or the night, but it consists of an interval of 12 hours. So leap year is Tishrei, whether the day is 12 hours and the night is 12 hours in the Chanami. But let's say in Tammuz and in Teves, when there is quite a disparity between the length of the day and the length of the night, so then we have to count 12 hours. And the question is, according to Rabbi Yosef and according to Rabbi, the question is, how are the 12 hours to be reckoned? So I mentioned 5 shittas. Now, the most reasonable shot in the Rabbi Yosef and the Rabbi is that it's from 6 to 6. There's the first portion of the Drishe, and that's the shach. But the shach, he alludes to it in the Sipsikeyen, but he discusses it in great length in the Kudus HaKesem. Now let's see this Siv Zayin. ACIA, Kosmago is more the high machine of Yosov, the Hamoeno, Yemu Lila, the Elisi Tishre, the Hotzi Yemu Hotzi Lila, the Limitamus, the Tavis, Atkalish, the Yosef Dohodro, Mahasha, Koski, the Yisgiru, the Gamishne, in other words, the Yosef says that it means the day or the night. So, in Isli Tishre, it comes in 12 hours, in the Yemu Tavis, so the night. The night might be 16 hours, and the day might be 8 hours. So this is how the Shulchan passes. Mumkul Bas Yosef, Doch Avod, Mahashah Poskim Yizkerun, Gam Mishne Mishas, Mashpah Lekopi, Ela Lagim, Ela Lai, Ela Lui, Ela Shoiz. Vamadam Melech, Bekere Kamel Mide, Vabach Yisibol, Yidibri Lav Yosef, Nichenim Umborim Mishas, Perek Tenekis. Now, what does the Gemara say in Perek Tereikes? The Gemara in Perek Tereikes is reference not in respect, does not have reference to the Somach Levesa, but it has reference to a Naro that Roaso the base of Yo, Roaso down the base of Yo, and then she got married. So then, after Boras Mitzvah, so she's entitled. She's entitled to a Lila Oye after the Bas Mitzvah. So the Gemara, in other words, and any dam she sees within the Lila and the Ye of the Bas Mitzvah is attached to dam sum. So there, the Gemara says that it means Yudvesha. So because of that, so that's the Kasha. That they all mention against the Rabbon and that. So we see that over there it's also mentions Lila. Over there it also mentions Lila. And there it doesn't mean Lila, it means Lila being Nisbi Tishre. But let's say, in other day, in other months of the year, when it's not Equinox Day or Equinox. So then it consists of 12 hours. 12 hours. So that's the Raya. That's the Raya by the Abiyosov and the Rabbon. That regarding some of the Vesto, it also consists of shots. So the Taz in Sibbeis, he says, if you want to see the part of the Taz, it's in Sibbeis. The ninth line from the end of the Omet, he says in the Taz. So he says, Ve'ezei elayim b'deish t'neikis, v'italia l'bis, v'shom kolim t'neikis, sh'ro asot b'isovio, sh'nisi zahakim, sh'mitaras l'shamim, sh'ahabio l'sheyo, v'in adam b'psoreo, v'imolai l'obim, s'mitishchim, v'chotzimai l'chotziyeim, v'teimit v'tamus, the chatirut is shom. The shom yevsle is the lilo mamish. The shom harayet ka bikris as man will is to isle the ima chapir lishenno. The italia mi yemo the lilo. Vim ke in bo ala obi o lishenno bisef a lilo. Lo itil lo kim shom moetes. The lo su she bo ala tchilo bitchilas a lilo. Ke ima teres hakem is marab. Al ke no bo shom. The vidvei shoy is tali miyunse. She kol psu a kozeis vu teres vidvei shoy is a chapirosa lishenno. And then he dam. The chinsis will be considered, will be attributed to Damsuri. Mashenki Kandori as Damido, Shetolo Bisman, the Hainoi Bilayo, the Eight Vivesto, Nosto Hahom Shio Esia, Shinifris Meno Corinthia, Ayim Raisa Lilo, Shelibios, him in front of him Lacho, Vashio Shomekulo, with Raisa Lilo, Ayim Lacho Mut. So, in other words, the Bach. Is Machia like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbon, and they say something more intelligent than so the Tas says, no, there is no analogy between the Gemara in Peritinakis and this Gemara, because there the Gemara has reference to a Psulo who saw down the base of Yon and then she got married, so we give her the whole night or the whole day, so the dam she sees in that night or that day is attributed to Tamsuri. So that has to do with the number of hours, not the day or the night. Mashain came regarding some of the Vesto, so that is not based upon a number of hours, 12 hours, but it's based upon the day or the night. I mean, in order to understand it physiologically, we can understand it very well, because you see, the Tamsuri has nothing to do with emotions. So Mele, if Nisi Litishka, so any dam after the Tashmish that she sees within the 12 hours, so is considered, is attributed to Tamsuri, so Mele, any other month of the year, so also should be the same 12 hours should apply. Mashain came regarding some of the Vesto. So that's to do with the emotions. So the Mele, if it's a shorter day, so then it's very likely that it will be within the 8 hours of the shorter day. If it's a longer day, so then it's very likely that she might have the menstrual flow within the 16 hours of the day. This is my task. ומיאני על אבי יוסף שהיק שוכן על צורס אבי יוסף בזה ונראה גם אבי יוסף עצמי so in other words he is healing from the Bach is מחריע על אבי יוסף so he is healing from the Bach and says ונראה גם אבי יוסף עצמי איפה שהבינו החנאמי הוא יוכן שלינתום יגויסר שישה שוי שמפני השור שרגילו ליריס ושישה לאחר, נמצא, וברגילו ליריס בתחילה סיין, הוכנענו במותרס בסייף היין, אך השישה שוייס. אבל אונו, אקורת לאבי יוסף אין דרבון שיטה, אבל אונו אין לנו לימקים, דרבוך הפסוקה בידינו, שעשו אותו היין, אפילו מידים אורוך, וזה בואו פה. So, the Taz is מכריע, like the other שני, not like the אבי יוסף אין דרבון. In other words, it's stolen the Yemen Lilo. But in explaining the Abi Yosef and the Rabon Shite, that it consists of 12 hours, so how does he explain the 12 hours? In other words, if she is regular to see Dam, let's say on the 25th day of the month, and let's say at 10 o'clock in the morning, so then she's Asur Lebailo 6 hours before 10 o'clock. In other words, from 4 a.m. in the morning until 4 p.m. in the evening. This is how the task. Now, this is a bow opposite. Now again, back to see Zion in the Shach. Now again, ACIA, Kosovo goes more than Shima Vioso, the Hamaino, the Imolino, the Unidisi, the Tishre, the Hotzile, the Hotzilayo, the Unitamus, the Tables. ובס יוסף דוח הדבורו מאחר שהפוסקים לא יזכרו וגם משנה בשעס משמע דריקופ נתלו להגיד מול הלילה לא יהיה לשורס ומדענו לא מלו פרקם ומידה והבח יסיגו ויהיו לאבי יוסף נחיים עם מובור עם בשעס פרק נגיד וחיים מוצא סביר רבון ומשהו להפתרו הקוסקי אין ראיה, זה בסתם ים ובסתם לילה מים. ואין לך נאמר, זה בתקוף הסתם הזה תנגיץ, יש לך של שוי זמן לץ, וחייב למוציאו בחמדוכתה בשעס ופוסקי, כדי להתחיש מה, now this is the strange שח, that is contrary to all the רשאים. But there are few poskim who, on the basis of the Shach Shite, they were machriya neged all the Rishayim. But of course, halacha lemaise, we cannot rely on the Shach Shite, who is a yochid, that is contrary to all the Rishayim. Because all the Rishayim, the Rambam, the Rajbo, and all the Rishayim, and the Mechaber, and the Ramo, I mean, they passed in, that in regard to Zmanei HaTorah, Shoyis HaTorah, Negavit Chishma, Negavit Yireh, so we have to reckon Shoyis Manias, not Shoyis Shoyis. Shoyis Shoyis, what we call an hour, 60 minutes. Shoyis Manias means a 1/12 of the length of the day. So in Yemei Tammuz, so a Shoyis Manias of the day is relatively long. In Teiret, so a Shoyis Manias of the day is relatively short. And the Hepech, the Heper in regard to the Shoyis of the night. So in the months of Tammuz, so then a Shoyis Manis of the night is relatively short. A Shoyis Manis of the day is relatively long. So according to all the Shoyis, the Gabi Krishna, Shoyis Shoyis B'yei. So it means a fourth of the day. Alba Shoyis B'yei, the Gabi Zman Tfilah. So it means 1/3 of the day. But if we were to consider Shoyis Shoviyeis Ligami Krishna, so then the Zman Krishna would always be at 9 o'clock in the morning, whether in July or in February, it would always be 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, of course, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, against the Shita of all the Rishayim. But the Shach, so he says, the Shach approves of both Shittas of the Ravon. Now, the Ravon has two unique Shittas regarding Vesnes. One is that the Ines HaVeset is not to consist of the day or the night, but of 12 hours, all the time. And then the other Shitta, that the Eino prior to the Ines HaVeset is also asked on the Bible. So he agrees with both Shittas of the Ravon and the Avyosa. So then, so he says, the Bistam, Ve'in Ochanam, he says, V'chein Motzosi the Ravon Simen Shin Yudches, the Avyosa, U'mashu Yizkeru Ha'poski Ne'raya, the Bistam Yini, Bistam Laila Maya, Ve'in Ochanam, Bistam Ozri Tevis, Yishlach Shev Shoy Yizmanis, V'chai Gavle Motzim V'chamaduchte V'shah Su'poski, so he uses the Loshon Shoyis Manis, but not in the same sense. If you go over and put his Akeset, so you see that even though he uses the Loshon Shoyis Manis, but what he means is not Shoyis Manis. What he means is Shoyis Shoyis. But he just uses the same word. So of course, if you just go over the Sifzikeyen, not the Mikunis HaKesef, so then one would think, Shoyis Manias, he means, let's say, Ligam Krishna, it means three Shoyis, it means 1/4 of the day, no. But he means, Zmanias, means, by Zmanias, he means Shoyis. So, V'chal Gavne Motzino V'chamu Duchte V'shah Suposkin V'chamu Krishna V'chayim 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 Pesach. So matter of fact, if you look it up, Uyuchomitz Berak Pesach, Berachayim Simen Tov Mungimu Sif Aleph Ba'agoye. So that Agoye, that is the only Shite that he mentions that Shoyis means Shoyis. But he calls it Zmanis. But what he means is Shoyis. He mentions, and you can deduce it from this Loshin in the Shachos, without even looking, going over the Nikudas HaKesef, so you can see, because in Shulchan Aruch, I don't know, does anyone have here the second chiddush of Shulchan Aruch? Hilchos Pesach, no one has it here. What is it? All right, you want to bring it? Okay. Oirachai, Hilchas Pesach. It might be the third chayyut. You see, it's Hilchas Pesach. In some, it's in two. And in three, in some, it's in three. So there the Mechaber says, now, this man of Achilas Chometz, man of Achilas Chometz are at Pesach. So, he's now the choice by Yehi. He's the same man as man Tfilah. So the Mechaber says, it means a third of the day. All right. Pesach happens to be close to Equinox time. So, there isn't such a big difference. But what it means, Al-Pedin, is it's the one-third of the day. That's what Mechaber says. So then, the Ramor says, no. But the Ramor says it only in regard to Achilas Chometz. So he says that it means till 10 o'clock. Till 10 o'clock it means. So the Shach mentions that shite, but the Ramor, there is such a shite regarding Achilas Chometz. But that Chittas of Hashemim applies only to Achilas Chometz. Why? Because why were the Chachomim misake adult choice? Because of the Mistayin, the Namunon. So Mimele, the Asam of Hashemim say, since the whole halacha of eating Chometz only up to Dalai choice B'yei is based upon the fact that Odom Teye, Shoachas, or Shtei Shoyis, or because of the Zeyram Shinim Amunon, so merely that has to be considered in terms of Shoyis, not in terms of Zmanis, because after all, if a person is Teye, Shtei Shoyis, can we say that a person is Teye, Shtei Shoyis, so before he makes a mistake in the time, so he figures out how the length of the day, and then he makes a mistake accordingly. I mean, it's not mistaba that if a person makes a mistake in two shoyes, so in Tammuz, the Tishrei will make a mistake, let's say, in 2.5 hours, and in Teves, in Shvat, he'll make a mistake in 1 hour and 40 minutes. In other words, it's not mistaba if a person is likely to make a mistake in 2 hours. So in two shoyes, it means 2 hours, 120 minutes. So since the Yisad Rabbonim of eating chometz after a dalet choice is based upon the fact that Odom Toye is the choice, so in Mele, it has to be shoyes. But the Shach says, the Shach assumes that those Rishayim who say that Ligabe Nisa of Chometz, it means Shoviyans. So they will apply the same principle. Ligabe Trishka, Ligabe Tfila, Ligabe Shoviyans of the Torah. And that's very strange. Now, the Mechaber and Simon Dovman Gimel, he says as follows. Chometz mivok shoyis olamayro v'yimidale v'osav anoy. That's midrais. V'osru chachomi bei shoyis keidev. V'hayni mitchila shoro chamishis. U'miu kol shoro chamishis muta ba'anoy. Muta ba'anoy. So, v'rashoy olamayich el'akum. And then, the Ramo himself says, ובשנסו יבו שהיין ברוך, אילו ארבע שויס לפיין היין, ומות הלך לחומץ השליש היין. רמב״ם מפרש המשנה לשבוחס. So there what Rambam says, לגבי קריא השמה, לגבי תפילה, לגבי אכילס חומץ. שויס of כל התאירה. In regard to everything. Means זמנים. Not שויס. And זמנים, when Rishayim use the expression זמנים, they mean proportion. That's what money is means. It means, in other words, Shoros, money means 1/12 of the length of the day. So if the length of the day consists of 16 hours, let's say in the summertime, especially in the places that are close to the North Pole, so then it means 1/12 of 16 hours. If the length of the day consists of 8 hours, so Yeshua's manis means 1/12 of 8 hours. This is what Rambam and all the Rishonim and all the Poskim mean by Yeshua's manis. So Lishnas Eibo Shayim Moro. Eibo Ava Shoyis Lefim and Ayim Umuta Lechel Chometz Ashlish Ayim. Rambam Firosh Amish Mechish Boaz. V'yei Shem Rim Adbei Shoyis Kedel Chatzis. Trumas Adeshen Simen Kuchotam. So the Trumas Adeshen says it with Gabi Achilas Chometz. So it's 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, standard time. So why? Because that is based upon the fact that Odom Teyeh, so Mele, the Toyes, does not fluctuate according to the length of the day. So, but the Shach apparently assumed that this Tumas Adeshen applies the principle expressed by the Tumas Adeshen in regard to Achilas Chometz Erev Pesach, applies to Krishna, to Tefillah, to all the Shoyis of the Torah. All the Shoyis of the Torah. Of course, it's very strange. I mean, there is not a single Rishon who says that Chita regarded Rishon. But the Shach says, Yesh Lachshev Shoyis Manies, but Manies means Shoviyes, V'chaygav Memotzino V'chamo Duchte V'shah Soposki, K'geyim Yen Trishne V'erchayim, U'yechomet V'erat Pesach, V'hagoy, U'yechishuf Kufis, V'chaygav Netuv. And then you'll see, I mean, if you have any misgivings that the Shach, whether the Shach calls money Shoviyes, so just go over the Kodesh HaKesef, so you'll see. I mean, that this is what the Shach means by Zmaniyes. He means Shoviyes. Uveyozohu akosav izel nishayim. Peiris odom yishtei somuch levestoch of dal lechoyes. Im rigi ol yiris biyeyim peiris imenu koleis yeyim. Valay lo shelifonu. Vichem lehet. ועין ורבון סימן שני יותחס ובשעס קורי קוראים שעושים שם אדימות לידי כניר לי דידעס רבון now he discusses that רבון so that we already went over so in other words so according to the Taz when the Rabon says that it has to be 12 hours so how are the 12 hours reckoned 6 hours prior to the moment of the Vesed and 6 hours subsequent And according to the Shach, it means from 6 to 6. All right. As a matter of fact, because of this Shach, and because of Kesef, that Kriya Shema, so it has to be Shavuot, so the Zman Kriya Shema is always at 9 a.m. in the morning. I mean, 9 a.m. in the morning, that means daylight saving time, 10 a.m. What is daylight saving time? It's 9 a.m. Standard time. So, and Zman Tefillah is 10 o'clock standard time. I mean, it should not be mentioned to anybody. Because such a shite will spread like spitfire. So, but that's the shite of the Shach. So, I mean, it's contrary to all the Rishonim and all the Poskim. But there are a few daily Israel who relied on that shite. And that is the Keren Eiro, and his older brother, the Mishkan Yaakov, Rabbi Yankel Kaluner, and Rabbi Yaakov Emmer. Rabbi Yaakov Emmer, in Meir Ktzion. So, he passes, Ligabi Kriya Shema, that it shoviyes, and he mentions, of course, the Shach, and the Kesef, but the Shach calls it Maniyes, so it's the Carneiro and Rabbi Yankel Kalinia and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and also there is one great Hasidic Rebbe who also passed it like that, Rabbi Isaac Kamarna. He wrote the Pirush HaMishnayis. He was a big one, but he had a lot of courage. I mean, he didn't hesitate to to say something contrary to the Shemini. Anyway, he also passed like that. But of course, La Halacha L'Maise, this is a Shita Tchuyo. Even though the Shach has that Shita. The Shach has that Shita. Now, one of the Rayas, by the Kavaneiro in Kohes, and by the Yankel Kalina and Mishka Nesiakov, is the fact that the Yisrael of eating chometz achat al choice is based upon the fact that Odom Teyeh v'beishoyitz, as he says, it's unreasonable to say that when a person makes a mistake in the time, so first he figures out the length of the day, and then he makes his mistakes accordingly. So in the Chachamim, in regard to achilas chometz, so there is a situation. Ramon mentions it, but only in regard to achilas chometz. The other ayah by the Yankel Kalina and by the Karmeiro is the fact that the Gemara says in Broches that why is it Adim choice is man kime? Because derech melochim lokum begin choice. Derech melochim lokum begin choice. So he says, does it mean that the Melech, you know, figures out every night when he goes to sleep, so he figures out exactly the length of the day, and then he gets up, accordingly? What I mean, I don't think that this is a riot, because, I mean, of course, it's not mistaken that the Melochim, so they're getting up. Fluctuates, even though it's not impossible, I mean, because the getting up in the morning depends upon the lifestyle of the day before. So in other words, so if the day is longer, so they might, if the day is longer, let's say when sunset is, let's say at 9 o'clock, so then they'll probably go to sleep, let's say after 12, some in Melech, they'll get up later. So it's not so inconceivable that in Chanami, that the Der of Melochim, to get up, give me choice, v'yein, so does fluctuate. It's not so inconceivable. And then something else. After all, this depends upon the Zaman Shechive and the Zaman Kim. It doesn't depend upon Yeim and upon Laila. But still, no one will say that if this man shchive and this man kime will change, that this man of Krishna will change, chas v'sholem, that is nonsense. Now, so, but it depends, and Shem is saying it doesn't depend upon Yim and upon Milo. The Gemara itself says that it depends upon this man kime and this man shchive. The answer is, even though the Torah based it upon this man shchive and this man kime, but the Torah based it upon this man shchive, this man kime, this man matan Torah, not upon this man shchive, this man kime of every generation. Otherwise, it would vary from time to time and from place to place, chas v'sholem. So, true that the Torah based it not upon the chalei shem yeim and the chalei shem lailo, but upon this man shchive and this man kime. Bizman Matan Torah, and Bizman Matan Torah, so those places where there was a civilization, so it was close to the equator. So in those places, so it was always about the same time. So the Mele, that's why the Torah declares that it's this Gimel Shoyiz V'Yein, which is Derech Melochim La'amid, and more or less it was about 9 o'clock in the morning when they had Melochim. In the other places on the earth, they didn't even have Melochim. So the civilized community was concentrated around that part of the earth where it was more or less equinox time. Even Yerushalayim is more or less equinox time. I mean, The reason that variance, you know, that divergence in Yerushalayim, you don't have the same divergence between, let's say, the summer and the winter that you have, let's say, in Chicago. So, anyway, so that's why the halacha declares that it's Gimel Shoyes B'Yayim, and Gimel Shoyes B'Yayim means money is. Why? But it's based upon the fact that there are Melochem Lamim B'Gimel Shoyes, because approximately it was in the course of the year. This Mama Toro, it was about the same time. But our Pidini depends. It depends upon Zmanis, not upon Shabbos. I mean, but the confusing thing about this Shach is, that he uses the Loshim Yesh Lachshiv Shor Zmanis as a riot to the Abiros of Shite, but it really means Shabbos. When I was a young child in Warsaw, I was 10 years old. So at that time, in Warsaw, he was an observant Jew, but he was a big Zionist, Shmuel Levin. So he visited Warsaw, and he was the Zionistic Maggid. He was a great speaker. He was one of the pioneers in the Zionistic movement. So he spoke. Many went to him. I was a child, 10 years old. I also went to him. He spoke in certain shul in Warsaw. So I remember, so he said, the Jews have a tendency to express, he says, the same idea through different words, which on the surface appear to be diametrically opposed. But somehow, it's expressive of the same thought. So he mentioned an example. He said, sometimes he asked the Jew, was macht ayit? So there was one mach, mendreitzach. So then he asked another Jew, was macht ayit? So he says, was on a machen? Zacharein gedreht. So then, yes, he third Jew, was macht ayit? Zogta, was on a machen? Zogta, zacharein gedreht. So one Jew answers, zacharein gedreht. Another Jew answered, mendreitzach. And a third Jew answers, zacharein gedreht. Now, on the surface it appears, one says, zacharein gedreht, and one says, zacharein gedreht. One means just the opposite of the other. But the three Jews, even though they use three different expressions, which apparently, are diametrically opposed to each other, they mean the same thing. The Jew says, the Jew says, and the Jew says, they mean the same thing. So here the Shach, so he says, he mentions a riot to the Avyosa of the Ravon, that it means 12 hours Shabbos. And he says, because the Gabishois of the Torah, it's all Zmanias. But when he says Zmanias, he means just the opposite of what the Rambam calls Zmanias. So, Mishmael Levin himself, at that time I was a child, and I was very amused by what he said, but as a matter of fact, he was not right when he said, the Jew said, and the Jew said, they all mean the same thing. He wasn't right. It's, the Jew says, means one thing, and the Jew says, means something else, and the Jew said, means something else altogether. So, but this is an example, of a case. The Shach uses the Lashon Zmanias, and the Rambam uses the Lashon Zmanias, but they mean opposite things. When the Rambam says Shabbos, and the Shach says Zmanias, so they mean the same thing. Alright. V'chol ze lemayre elo bibeset atolo biyoni, avoloi bibeset atolo bishin la'adu. So in other words, this isa that in the inus abeset he has to decay age, so it's only if the whole beset is based upon one. Let's say if she sees dam every 25th day. So the moment the 25th day begins, or the night of the 25th day begins, so then the abos we have to be pairs. But if the veset is contingent upon a certain experience of the group, so then in other words, so even if it is a combination of the day and the experience of the group, so the fact that the day has begun, so it does not mean that they are also that is mechuyev to be paid. For example, in other words, if the woman has a habit of seeing dam every 25th day after she jumps for 10 times, so then, even though it's already the 25th day, so the husband is mutalov yom ha'ara. Unless it's the 25th day and she already made the exercise of jumping 10 times, so then it's also lov yom ha'ara. This is what the Ramon is. Now, here there is a Ramon, very obscure Ramon, and there are several pshat in that Ramon. It's based upon Algois Maimon, but the question is, what's the pshat in Algois Maimon? The Isha Shem Shamus Vesto, the Hagrim Beizu Gimu Yomim, Oy Lacheya, Kishimagiaz Mam Vesto, so the Rifresh Menemo Beizu Gimu Yomim. Keidem Oyachro. Keidem Oyachro. So, there are three pshat in this Ramon, in this Akosman. One pshat is the pshat mentioned by the Shach in Simen Kufpites. You see here the Ramon says, the iron will come in Simen Kufpites. That in itself tends to indicate there is a certain shayachas between this Ramon and what the Ramon mentions in Simen Kufpites. So that's the reason as to why the Shach mentions that. That's why the Ramon said, that's the reason as to why the Shach explains it that way. Now let's see what the Shach says in Simen Kufpites. Simen Kufpites, Sifra Metes. Sin Lachlis. But in order to understand that, you have to go over the last portion of the Rabbois Ramon, Simen Kufpites. Now, that is based upon the Halacha, we didn't learn it yet. The Halacha of Veset Lidiluk. Veset Lidiluk. What does Veset Lidiluk mean? You have the Veset, let's say, if a woman sits down on the 15th of the month. So she saw down, she had a menstrual flow on the 15th of Nisan, on the 15th of the year, on the 15th of Sivan. So then she's Asura Lebayro on the 15th of Tammuz. Because in all probability, she'll have a menstrual flow again. But then there is such a thing as a Veset Lidiluk. A Veset Lidiluk means, that was suppose a woman had the initial VA on the 15th of Nisan. Then the second time she had a menstrual flow, she was on the, not on the 15th of VA, but on the 16th of VA. Then the third time she had, so it was not on the 16th of Sivan, but on the 17th of Sivan. And then she had it on the 18th of Tammuz. So then she can expect that in Ov she'll have the menstrual flow on the 19th. That's called the Veset Lidiluk. It's a Veset Lidiluk. So there is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, how many riyas does she have to have in order to establish a Veset Lidiluk, whether three or four, okay, I mean, that's something. So here the Ramo says, in Simen Kufpites, Ruaso in the Hagoy, Simen Kupites, that's Daf Kufmem Alef, Omnur Beis, the fourth line. Ho'aso teslov benisim. And then, v'yataz v'ashachus adioso, v'imshicho rioso gimu yom. Here it's written Yudal Yom, but the gears of the Shach and the Taz was Gimel Yom. In other words, she had a menstrual flow on the 15th of Nisan, on the 16th of Nisan, on the 17th of Nisan. 3 days in succession, she had a menstrual flow. Uvyein Tezayim B'Yer, again she had a flow that continued, that had a Hemshech, for 3 days. But the menstrual flow that took place in Nisan, so it began on Tesvov, on the 15th. And it continued for 3 days up to the 17th. So then near it began on the 16th, and again, Roaso Bifshicho Liyosam Kimuyomi. So she had the flow on the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th. And then Ubisiven is still Iris Biyatayan, and again for 3 days. For 3 days. In other words, the 17th, the 18th, and the 19th. So in other words, so she has one vessel that she was kibas, bidiruk, and also bishoga, because all the 3 months she had the flow on the 17th of the month. So in Nisan, the flow started on the 15th, but it was Nimshach after the 17th. So she had a flow on the 17th. Then, even though it was the third successive day of the flow, but, and then in Iyar, it started on the 16th, but it was Nimshach till the 18th. So on the 17th was the second successive day of the flow. And then in Sivan, it started on the 17th, but again she had the flow. So in other words, there's a Shidus of the Sheinim. There's a Shidus of the Sheinim that besides, in other words, that in Tammuz she has to be Peiros. They have to be Peiros on the 17th, because 3 months she had the flow on the 17th. That's one Shidus. The Yeshayim, we don't pass like the Shita of the Torah and Rambam. The Yeshayim Shayim come verset Shabbat. The Hiluchim Tomim Dachatchila Soviet. The Chimikem. That's based upon these 2 Shitas that we had in Simon Kuf. Pidalet yesterday. In other words, suppose a woman has a menstrual flow that starts on one day and it continues for the next day and the third day. So Ishikibasi Veset only on the day when the flow initiated, or she's kibasi veset on each successive day. So the machlokes between the Raived and the Balamoya. So here too, you see, the Tur and the Ramban, that's based upon the Shita of the Raived. So and that is the Shita of the Balamoya. So the Ramon Paskins, the Khimika, like the Balamoya. The Khimik. ושיוסף בשם רזה והרשבו והראש והרייבד בספר והנפש מביא בח סיף סילח אורי, תסדר אבו ובכי מיקר, סיף רב התס נשאר כוסף נדן מלך תימא אליל סימן קופי דלת סיף דלת כוסף איש אשר משתם אספס תולד בין בין זוגים ויומי או לאחר כשמגיע זמן וסטו צורך לבחיס ממנו בין זוגים ויומי קדם ויחר at Kan. So they will pass things. So how did Madame Melech understand this Agoyes Ramon? When Ramon says in Simen Kuf Pidale, V'isho shem isham is vesto, l'hagdim beiz yudim ul yomi, ul l'achor tishmagi az man vesto, to a fifth memo beiz yudim ul yomi, kingdom yachor. So Madame Melech assumed that Agoyes Kain is reference to this case where a woman, let's say, had the flow on the 15th and the 16th and the 17th of Nisan. We don't have to mention this example of Diluk, that's not important. And then she had a flow on the 15th, 16th, 17th of the year, and then she had a flow on the 15th, 16th, 17th of Sibu. So then on Tammuz she's Asura Lebayro. Only 3 days in Edom she doesn't see. Of course, if she sees on the 15th, so she's in Edom. But suppose, say, she doesn't see on the 15th. She's Asura Lebayro on the 16th. She's Asura Lebayro, even if she doesn't see on the 16th, she's Asura Lebayro on the 17th. So this is what Agoyis Maimon means. So that means that there are more passings like the Shita of the Ramban. So how is it that here in passings like the Razor, like the Baramoya? That's the Kashi of the Maimon. Taylor means in the Kubadalis of Tao Bishop Shai's Vesto, but the base of the Moyom in the Lach is Matthias on Vesto, so who can remember base of the Moyom in King and Acha? We nearly Acha. The real immortal in Masha Tzolok Mifris Kola Gimuyom. Die kennen mein Indien schon nicht alles fest und ich kann. Also was soll ich machen, aber heute war besser. Man kann nicht alles fest und hat den Weg zu ihm und Jomi. Und es riecht und Ufri ist gar nicht mehr besser. Kein für mich ist ein Gehl oder Hand. Kein für ein Gehl oder Hand und Gehl und Jomi und so ein Ufri ist ein Sie jedem für ein Gehl oder Hand. Und ich kann es kann. Weil ich kann es mir. Weil ich kann man Simen Kufpites. So ich schaue ihn, bin Kemo. Die Schach explains the Pshat in Israel. So how does the Shach explain the Ramon? The Ramon means, in other words, if a woman had a Veset Kavua, she saw down, let's say, on the 15th of Nisan. She saw down on the 15th of Iyar. She saw down on the 15th of Sivan. So she established the Veset Kavua on the 15th of the month. So naturally, on the 15th of Tammuz, Monday, or on the 12th of Tammuz, she saw that. And the 14th, and the 13th, or on the 12th, she was Magdalene, Billings, or you know. So okay, she established with the Rieh, on the 15th of Sivan, the 3rd of Rieh, on the 15th of Sivan, she established the Veset Kavua, on the 15th of the month. But on the 12th, or the 13th of Tammuz, she also had a flow. So Mimele, so it's not the Veset Kavua. So then in Ov, this is what Agoyis Maimon says. In Ov, she's a soul of Bailo, not only on the 15th of Ov, but on the 12th of Ov, she's also a soul of Bailo. On the 13th of Ov, she's also a soul of Bailo. And the 14th of all, she is also a soul of Bible. So then it's the emission for ashes. So, who is so mudo li reis? And then, vishin so, so cheshesus lo zu lo zu. We had that gemara. So what kind of a chidesh does the Agoyis Maimon mention to us? So it's emission for ashes. Who is so, we had that gemara. So it's mamish that kaloche. So that's the reason as to why many poskim refute that pshat in the Agoyis Maimon. They refute that because what kind of a chiddush? So it's a mishnah mefureshes, but it's not difficult. In other words, you see, there it says. Also, the Mudolies really Simcho. And Vishinso Yimcho Fein. It means Yimcho the philosopher. Yimcho the philosopher. So, Vishinso Yimcho Fein. So, there was a great interval, a substantial interval in the Shin. In other words, 5 days. So Mimele, she's Cheshes to both. One, Biteras, Veset Kabua, the other one, Biteras, Veset Shin Kabua. Mashein came. I could argue with cogent logic in the case where she established the Veset to sit down on the 15th of the month. And then there was a deviation, but the deviation was just one day ahead, or 2 days ahead, 3 days ahead. That's not much. That's very little. So then I could say that it's just things with Dami. And she shouldn't establish a message in Yerubua on the 14th, because I could say that the reason as to why she had the menstrual flow on the 14th of the month, the 13th of the month, in view of the fact that it's within a very close range. So it's not because she's trying to establish a new Veset. No, it's the same Veset, but Mahmas thinks with Domi, the flow comes out a day earlier. As the Gemara says, at the end of Beiskusi. So that's thinks with Domi. I could argue that way. So come Ashmalon, that we do not say it's thinks with Domi. And even though the shield was within a close range of the Veset Kavua, so we still have to be chayshish. Maybe the woman is developing a new Veset. So vizeh vizeh asur. That's the chayshish. That's the pshat of the shah in the Ramor, and that's the core also says that. Osvo, v'nisho shem nishanes, v'mastis nishom, hoyso lemudo niz, liris lecho, v'chot shem kaigav. So the core also explains it like the shah. However, then the Yehuda says, no, that this is not the pshat, because then it's a Mishnah before Eshes. Mishnah before Eshes. So the Yehuda mentions another pshat. Yehuda says, the pshat that was mine in the Ramo is as follows. So some women, hey, the Veset Kavua, let's say on the 25th. It's always on the 25th day, but some women don't have it always on the 25th day. But either the 25th, or the 24th, or the 23rd, so it's within a range. So, if the range is more than 3 days, then she's not considered to have established the Veset Kavua for 3 days, so that the husband will be also lovable for 3 days in succession. But if the range is very close, so then it's considered like a long Veset. So what determines as to whether it's a close range or not a close range? If it's more than 3 days, so then it doesn't establish a long Veset. But if it's within 3 days, then it establishes a long Veset. So in other words, if a woman will have a regimus to sit down either on the 25th of the month, or the 24th of the month, or the 23rd of the month, or the 22nd of the month, or the 21st of the month. So then, she does not, as if she didn't have 3 years on any one day, so she doesn't establish any lesson for her. Neither on the 21st, neither on the 22nd. Let's say she had one riyah, let's say Nissan, she had the riyahs down on the 22nd. And in the year she had on the 24th. And in Sydney she had on the 25th. So she will not establish a Veset Kavua for anything. But if Nissan she had on the 23rd, and in here she had on the 24th, and in Sydney she had on the 25th, so then she'll establish a Veset Kavua for all the 3 days. She'll be asked all about it. It's a big chumra, a big chiddush. But that's the pshat by the neighborhood. That's the pshat. And she'll be not bearing in Shmuez. So in Shmuez, on the Rif, on the second period, there it's Hilchos Nidah. So the Shulchan Agbeir, if you go over the Shulchan Agbeir, in second period in Shavuos, so he mentions that Agbeir is my man, and it appears from the Roshi of the Shulte Agbeilim that he has the same pshat as in the Nehuda. The Nehuda doesn't mention the Shulte Agbeilim understood the Agbeilim's mind that way. But from the Shulte Agbeilim it's Machmer. Of course, that's a very big chumre. Of course, according to the Shach's pshat and the Rosh pshat, there is no such aloha. I mean, that's a very big chumre. In other words, she establishes, even though she didn't have 3 riyas on each one of the 3 days, but 1 riyah on one day, 1 riyah on the other day, 1 riyah on the third day, inasmuch as they are all comprised within that close range of 3 days, so it is like a woman who in Nisan, she had a menstrual flow at 9 o'clock in the morning on the 25th day, I mean, and then let's say on the 15th of Nisan, 9 o'clock in the morning, and in the 15th of year she had at 10 o'clock, and in Sivan at 11 o'clock. So of course she'll establish a Vesit Kavua for that day, the 15th of the month. So even though there were different days, as long as they were within that close range of 3 days, so it's considered like a long Vesit. It's such a chiddush, terrific chiddush. That's the pshat of Yehuda. However, most poskim achilu on this chiddush, because it's a striking chiddush. I mean, different days to establish a Vesit Kavua for all the 3 days. So the Chavis Das explains it differently. The Chavis Das explains it as follows. Suppose a woman had, let's say, what does it mean? Rehagri. Rehagri means like this. Rehagri means like this. That that she saw a woman had a menstrual flow on the 5th of Nisan, and then on the 5th of Iyar, and on the 5th of Sivan. So she established the Vesit Kavua for the 5th of the month. Then in Tammuz she was sold by her. So then in Tammuz she had a menstrual flow also on the 4th. On the 4th of Tammuz, and on the 5th of Tammuz night. But the fact that she omitted the period on the 5th of Tammuz does not revoke the Vesit Kavua, because in order to revoke the Vesit Kavua, there must be 3 omissions, not 1 omission. So she already established the Vesit Kavua on the 5th of the month. Then in Tammuz, she had the menstrual flow on the 4th of Tammuz, and not on the 5th. And then, in all, she again had a menstrual flow on the 4th of all, and not on the 5th of all. So, the Vesit Kavua, the 5th of the month, has not been revoked as yet. Then in Elul, so she had a flow on the 4th of Elul, and on the 5th of Elul. So the fact that she had a flow on the 5th of Elul too, so that means that the Vesit Kavua on the 5th was not revoked. It remained intact. So now, after she had a flow on the 4th of Elul and the 5th of Elul, so she already has a Vesit Kavua established on the 4th, on the 5th of the month and on the 4th of the month. Then in Tishrei, she'll have a menstrual flow on the sixth of Tishrei, and not on the fourth, not on the fifth, nothing. So it doesn't revoke the Vesit Kavua she already established on the fourth and the fifth. Then the Cheshvan again, she'll have the menstrual flow on the sixth of Maheshvan, and not on the fourth and not on the fifth. So the Vesit Kavua, the fourth and the fifth, are not revoked. Then in Kislev, she'll have the menstrual flow on the fourth and the fifth and the sixth. So Meir, so she'll establish a Vesit Kavua for the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. The fourth and the fifth and the sixth. That's the pshat. Shemishamis Vesit, Vestal, Hagdim, Bein, Segim, Yomim. Oy lache, ich magi as man best of all of these men of these in young kingdom lache. How is it that the Chabad das mentioned such a complicated cheshbi because he could not accept the pshat of the shach and the goal because then it's a mishnah for eshes. He could, one second, please. He could not accept the pshat of the Nidibihute because he disagreed with this chiddush. Most possibly disagreed with it. It's the striking chiddush. How can she establish one long message when she didn't have on each day three riyas? She just had one riyah on each day. It's a striking chiddush. But, so that's why he explained it that way. Now, we'll have to daven now. So I will ask you to come to this level to daven. Yes. No.
Shumim Aleph and Nida Yerodea, Gimel Av Etov Shumim Beis, July 23rd, 1982, on Friday.
So there are three pshatim. There is the pshat by the Shach and the Kohov, and then there is the pshat by the Behude, which appears to be the pshat by the Shuta Gbeirim in Yishuas, Perek Veitz, and then the pshat by the Chavos Das. Now, according to the shachs and the cross pshat, so there is no new aloha. So actually it's the same thing that is mentioned in the Mishnah, in Ide, of Oishol Mudo Liris Mechot Vechot, Vishinsol Vechofei. So it's Choshesh Lozeh Velozeh. Is the same aloha, and the cross says that it's the same aloha. And according to Chavos Das Pshat, also, I mean, there is no, it's not a controversial, it doesn't involve a controversial point, I mean, so no one is chelek. However, according to the Nidei Behudas Pshat, and the Shulchan Aruch Beirim's Pshat, so then there is a striking chiddush in this Aroyes Maimon. In other words, if a woman does not have three riyas on one specific day, but let's say one of the riyas is, let's say, on the 25th, and one of the riyas is on the 24th, and one of the riyas on the 23rd, inasmuch as all the riyas take place within a close range of 3 days, not more than 3 days, so it's considered like one long vessel, which is a terrific chiddush. All right, so but that's the pshat by Nibu. But Medvom Amurim, so the Mechaba continues. In other words, because the Siv Beit, the Mechaba mentioned that if a woman is accustomed to sit down on a certain day, so that day she has to all the Bible, because she has to, they have to be chenshesh, maybe in the midst of the Tashmi she will be teres Nibu. So Medvom Amurim, Gdeo, Avon, Biktano, she will be Yali Meyamurim, will be a Simonim, in tzorech lifreis, somuch livesto, even though she already had one menstrual flow, the ktan, but, or two, as long as she wasn't kibas 3 times, so then, she does not have to be chesish. V'lo adin liskeino shen istalti b'mer. In other words, if a woman has already apparently reached menopause, and she doesn't have any menstrual flows, so then, he doesn't have to be perish on the chuvesto, unless after she apparently for a certain time had been misalekes dam. That's also possible. Sometimes it happens. Let's say that a woman, let's say at the age of 47, 48, so for several years she did not have any menstrual flow, and all of a sudden she'll again have a menstrual flow. So even though she had a menstrual flow after the cessation for 3 amis, in other words, for 90 days, so she is still not a surah bayur, unless after the cessation for 90 days, which indicated that she already reached menopause, so she had the menstrual flow three times. So then, again, she has to be chesheshes. But until she established it as a vesit kavua, after apparently reaching menopause, so then she doesn't have to be chesheshes, even though she had the menstrual flow. So, im regilo lireis ba'netzach hamo, v'rikolum shafir im kim ha'netzach hamo yachov, in asur al rie. Now this involves a chiddush, because I mean, if the Rambam didn't say it, the Rambam says it. The Rambam says that in regard to Eino Veset, so in other words, if a woman is accustomed to have the rias done in the daytime, let's say on the 25th day, or let's say on the 25th of the month, so then every 25th of the month, or every 25th day as of the preceding rie, so she's a soul of violence. So it depends upon the yay. If she's accustomed to have rias done in the night time, so she's a soul of violence in the night time. If she's accustomed to have rias done in the daytime, so she's a soul of violence in the daytime. So if look, I mean, I would say, since in Kol HaTeir Kulei, what constitutes yay? Amda Shachar. All the mitzvahs that are told by yay, let's say Sheifel Lulev, all the mitzvahs that are told by yay, or Mile. So, the halacha is that imosom amda Shachar not. Lechatchile, there is a deal with the Rabbonon that he shouldn't do the mitzvahs before Netzach Hamo. Lechatchile, he shouldn't take blow the shofar before Netzach Hamo. I mean, but that's only with the Rabbonon, but with the Raise. What constitutes yay? Not sunrise, before sunrise, dawn, when the eastern horizon lights up. Here amizrach, that's amudashach. When there is a streak of light on the eastern horizon. So that's 72 minutes or 90 minutes prior to sunrise. So that's in collateral kula. So if look, like abivestes, we should also say that it depends upon Amda Shachar. If a woman, let's say, is accustomed to have a menstrual flow every fifth of the month, so she should be asur balo as of Amda Shachar, even before Netzacham. So here the Mechava says no, and that is taken from the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Daled Masechta Yesurim Bie that Eines Hayayin depends upon Netzacham. Now if it depends upon Netzacham, so it also depends upon Shkia Zacham, not upon Tzisakichon. Im Rigiro Lireis Banetzachamo, Vilikomlom Shafir, Im Keilim Anetzachamo, Yachov, in Asur Albiyen. Anyway, so we see, I mean, well, the Torah mentions 2 days on that. So he paskins that in Asur Albiyen, but we see from the example mentioned, Im Rigiro Lireis Banetzachamo, Vilikomlom Shafir, Im Keilim Anetzachamo, Yachov. So we see that the Eines Hayayin depends upon Netzach Hamo, not upon Amda Shachar. Because if it had depended upon Amda Shachar, so we should say, in Yigiro Lirez, be Amda Shachar, ve lo ikimon shapi yo likidim Amda Shachar, o ilacha, o ilacho, so in Asu Olam Yayin, why did it say in Yigiro Lirez Netzach Hamo? So we see from that, and the Rambam says it explicitly, in Gledal Mechis Sorobie, that it depends upon Netzacham. Now, if it depends upon Netzacham, so it also depends upon Shkia Zacham. Now, the Raived, it's also Mashma, Bala Nefesh, that it depends upon Netzacham, and Shkia Zacham, not Amud HaShachar and Zizakchom. And from the Rashbo, it's also Mashma like that. And from the Ramban, it's also Mashma like that. And that's the way we pass. However, one of the Achrenim, the Pardes remaining, Pardes remaining. So he says that if a woman is accustomed to have a rias done in the daytime, on a certain day, in the daytime, let's say at 10 o'clock in the morning, every 25th day, or every 25th of the month, so then she becomes a soul of bylaw as of Amud HaShachar. That's why the Pardes remaining. Alright, Pardes remaining is an Achren. But the Eshkel, that's the Raya of the Rishon. The Raya of the Bala Nefesh, that's the Raya of the Sheni. There's the Raya of the Sheni, but the Eshkel, who is the father-in-law of the Rabbi Parasotis, they both had the same name, Chabapron ben David. One was the father-in-law of the other. That also, the Baal Eshkel, in similar ways, he says, like the Palace of Meir. But the Shekhono doesn't even mention that cheating. I mean, not one of the Nisikalim, Taz, or the Shach, I mean, mentions, or the Gro, I mean, or the Bach, I mean, and the Tur, or the Prishe, no one mentions such a Shekhono. The only one among the Achreimim who does mention a Shekhono, the country, the Palace of Meir. But is the Shita of the Eshkel, but the Shekhono doesn't pass by. Now the question is, why does it depend upon the Sachama? So the Chavizdah says, the Chavizdah raises that question. Chavizdah says, because a woman is regilo lirates if she sees it in the daytime. So she's regilo lirates after Netzachamo, not before Netzachamo. Because before Netzachamo it's still dark. That's what the Chavizdah says. What does it mean? It's a get. Because the menstruation is largely psychosomatic. It depends upon the emotions. So a person in his emotions, he identifies day with light and night with darkness. So al-Kadin, all right, after Amda Shacha, even though it's completely dark, just a streak of light in the eastern horizon. So al-Kadin, it's yay. But as far as the emotions are concerned, so a person emotionally reacts to that interval of time between Amud HaShachar and Netzach Hamo in the same way as a person would react towards real night. So b'meile, that's why, that's the Pshat Nechavazdas. So that's why in Rikabi Vestes, so the Inas Hayein depends upon Netzach Hamo and the Inas Halayro depends upon Shkia Netzach Hamo, not upon Amud HaShachar and Tzitzak Chom. Alright. Im Regilo Lirez. Now, on this din, so there are 2 days in the tour, but the Mechava Paskin is Likud. Now, Im Regilo Lirez, but it's a Chamo, we call them Shafi, so, it's Mashma from the Raivet in Bala Nefesh. The reason as to why there are 2 days is because both days assume that the Yisrael of Samach Levesto, the Chiyuv of being Peres, Samach Levesto is Mirabba. The implication being that if the Yisrael, let's say according to Ramatan and Ramah, and possibly according to the Rambam, that the Yisrael of Lobe Alish, the Samach Levesto is an Yisrael Raise, in other words, the Drosha, the Zartam is being Israel, is in Rosh Hashanah, not in Asmachte, so then it is definitely Mechuyev to be Perish the night and the day, because we get the Reis L'Chumret. In other words, if she doesn't know where the Veset, the menstrual flow, takes place a minute before Netz, or a minute after Netz, if the Veset, the menstrual flow, always takes place a minute before Netz, so that means that she is also in the night time. If it takes place a minute after the net, so then it means that she is asur on the daytime. So it's like the Reis L'Chumret. But the Haibet says, some say that it's not only that he has to be Machmir, even though Vestas is the Rabbonon, and he means. So the Yisrael of Samach Levesto is also only the Rabbonon, but here you cannot say Likule, because my Chosis, it's a total disaster. Can you say Likule? That she's Muteres Levailo, being in the daytime, being in the nighttime. So then, Monev Shechel, they will be in the Nisach. So why should we say the daytime or the nighttime? We can toss a coin and decide upon the way the coin falls whether she'll be Asuro, the daytime or nighttime. So maybe she's Asuro both. And the other day is not. Since Vestas is the Rabbonon, so the Issa of Samach Levesto is only the Rabbonon, so the Meila she is only Asur Amiyin. Why? So the Taz, that's the Pshat, in Siv Zayin. The Chim di Biyeim al Kolponim Meyoi, Talinon Tchilas al Kalkola Gamke, Biyeim. In other words, because that's the Aloha in Nevmi the Rabbonon. So Sveke the Rabbonon Nikule, but when there is a Talmud is asking, when two people ask the same question, and one of the two people is Osa, so then if the Asheya the Basacha, so the Aloha is, Nishal the Basacha Shnei Shvili. So, I mean, when we know, let's say that's the Aloha, if there are two paths, one path is Tomei, and one path is Stoy, and Reuven and Shimon walked, one walked on path number one, and Shimon walked on path number two. And the two of them come to Bezin and they have the same Shire. Are we telling or are we made? Are we telling or are we made? So he says, since it's a Talmud of the Sasra, Bezin cannot say to Reuven, you are Toy, Shimon, you are Tom, because my cousins. So the male, so we cannot say speaking Rabban Likule when there is a steer. And to say just to toss a coin, that we cannot do. But so the male, we say both the chumre. Mashein keiv, there is a pragmatic reason, even though it's not a logical reason, just a pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailoring one rather than the other, even though logically it doesn't make any sense as to why we should be tailoring that one. As long as there is a pragmatic reason, so we are tailoring kule in accordance with the pragmatic result. So b'meile, so you see here too, v'chim di b'chayim al kol ponim p'meile, ki talino t'chilas ha kol kolo gam kein b'yein, because if we'll say that she expects to have the ri in the night time, so if she'll have the ri in the night time, she'll maybe be a solo bailo in the daytime. She'll be a solo bailo for 7 days. So a solo bailo. So maybe that's a pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailor likule in the daytime. Alright. Im regilo viri sliyot mekine manetzacham. Ad achar anetzachamo asuro balailo viyein kishiyo hanim shabeni. So, if, now again, here the Torah mentions 3 days, that is, it's all the 3 days are mentioned by the Rebbe, in Baal Nefesh. So, and the Mechaba Paschim is like the Achoy of the Rebbe. In other words, suppose the menstrual flow, let's say Nisan, on the 5th of Nisan, the menstrual flow started 5 minutes before Netzachamo, and it continued till 5 minutes subsequent to Netzachamo. And in year, on the 5th of year, it also, the menstrual flow started 5 minutes before Netzachamo, it continued until 5 minutes subsequent to Netzachamo. It's seen the same thing. So, that the two mentions 3 days in the name of the Baal Nefesh. One day is that she is Asuro in the night and the day. In the night and the day. One day is no. We only consider the initiation of the flow. If the flow started 5 minutes before Netzachamo, that means it started in the night time. Because in regard to Vestas, what is Kiveya is in the Netzachamo. So 5 minutes before Netzachamo was night time. So she's only Asur in Tammuz in the night time, not in the day time. Then there is the sheet of the Rabbi himself, and that's the way Mechaba Paskins. This case, she is asked if the flow started 5 minutes before Netzachamo, and it lasted until 5 minutes subsequent to Netzachamo. So the coming month, let's say in Tammuz, so she will be asur in Bailo the whole night of the 5th of Tammuz, until 5 minutes subsequent to sunrise. This is the Rabbi Chiken, that's the way the Mechaba passes. אם נגיעו לי וסלילים כי נענה צחר ונחר צחרמו אסור מלא לו יהיה כשיעני עם שבי Now then, again יבסת נמשך So there the Torah again mentions to this and מחלקס between the Raived and the Balamoya and we pass in like the Balamoya יבסת נמשך בין זו גימו יום ששיפה עשו מזל אפס אין צריך או נפרי סלוינו הורישנו של הבצת וכי שוב ראינו ולא ירוע סו איזמותר is Meteres. In other words, suppose she fasts, or Yuzalefes, 2 or 3 days, so then, the two mentions in Machlokes between the Raibe, the Bala Nefesh, and the Bala Moye. The Raibe says that she's kivas and vesef for both things. Let's say, so suppose she started on the floor on the first of Nisan, and it continued till the second of Nisan or till the third of Nisan, constantly. Mizalefes. So, and then in the year also, the flow started on the first of the year and continued into the second of the year and into the third of the year, and then in Sivan, also the same way, it started on the first of Sivan, it was Nimshach until the second and the third of Sivan. So in Tammuz, according to the Raibe, which is Asur in Bailo, on all the 3 days, even though the first of Nisnes passed by and she didn't see any time. So she has to be paid the second of Tammuz. So the second of Tammuz has also passed by and she didn't see any time. So she has to be paid Nibailo on the third of Tammuz. And the Bala Moya says, no, inasmuch as the initiation of the Yazdan, of the flow, took place on the first of the month, so in the following month, she is only Asur the first day. The day, that's right, the way we pass. The future of the Asur Muter. Now, yesterday, at the end, I was a little in a hurry because it was late. So, I mentioned the Chavizdas Pshat in the Ramo, Isha Shemishanes Vesto, Lahagdim Beis Uyimu Yomi, Ulaachir Keshmagias Van Vesto, so as little as a memory, Beis Uyimu Yomi. So how does the Chavadas explain it? In other words, if a woman, let's say, had the Viyazdam on the 5th of Nisan, and she had the Viyazdam on the 5th of Iyar, she had the Viyazdam on the 5th of Sivan, and so she established the Kavadaset Kavua thereby for the 5th of the month. Then, on Tammuz, so she had a Viyazdam on the fourth of Tammuz, and then the fifth of Tammuz she didn't have any time, and then in all she again had the Yazdan on the fourth of all, and on the fifth of all she didn't have any time. Then no, so even though 2 months in succession she did not have a Yazdan on the fifth of the month, but that was incapable of revoking the Veset of the fifth of the month, because in order to revoke, to be mivater, to nullify a Veset Kavua, you require 3 omissions, not 2 omissions. So, since she had a Yazdan on the fifth of the month in this year, so it remains intact until there are 3 omissions. In all, she had a Viyazdam on the fourth of all, in Tammuz, she had a Viyazdam on the fourth of Tammuz, and in all, she had a Viyazdam on the fourth of all, even though she did not have in Tammuz and in all a Viyazdam on the fifth, but the Veset of the fifth was not revoked. Then in Elul, she had a Viyazdam on the fourth of Elul and on the fifth of Elul. So in Mele, both, she establishes 2 Vesets. That's the pshat in the Ramo, in the Abayis Maimon. The Isha Shemishan is Vestol had been basic in Uyam. Now the question is, so how can that be reconciled with the pshita of the Bala Moya, that she's only kivasi vesed the day when the initiation of the Riyaz Dam takes place? So, and the Ramo, the Mahavar and the Ramo, they both pasku like the Bala Moya, not like the Raibe. The answer is no. It's a different case altogether. When does the Bala Moya say that she is only kivas vesed the first day that she has the menstrual flow? If both days, if the vesed for both days are nikva at the same time, let's say, if in Nisan she had a flow on the first of Nisan, and it continued into the second of Nisan, and the Niyah she had a flow on the first of Nisan, and it continued into the second of Niyah, on the first of Niyah, and it continued the second of Niyah, and in Sivan she had a flow on the first of Sivan, and continued into the second of Sivan. So both flows were nikva at the same time, through the same 3 months. So then the Rambam says she is only kivas beset for the day when the initiation of the flow took place, not the follow. Mashiach came in the case where in this near Sivan, so she was kivas beset on the 5th, and then in Tammuz Av and Elul she kivas beset on the 4th. So the beset on the 4th was not. The Veset on the 5th was Nikva before the Veset on the 4th, not at the same time. So then the Baal Moyer is also made it, that she is Kivasi Veset. First she was Kivasi Veset for the 5th of the month, and then she is able to be Kaski Veset for the 4th of the month. אם הגיע וסט ובמייבורו משהו תריב לו ובמיקוסו שהם חובדה לתחודושים משהו לדבלד אפילו מסבלד אם צורך לתריסו מכל וסטו ואפילו מסיך וסטו מותרס ולא הבדיק. On that point there is a מחלק between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi, but we pass like Rabbi Yisi. Alright, הוי שונא הרבס בימאר בין מפני פחד, והגיע שס וסטו, אינו חישש אסלי. Now, there was a time when so-called enlightened Jews who thought that they knew everything just because they studied in the university for a few years, so they ridiculed this deal. They ridiculed this deal. I mean, how is it possible that if the Vlad died, that she should still be Mislekes Dam? But the fact is that when a woman gives birth, so that affects a whole change in the system. And this is what the Gemara says, Nisparku Ivorel Bigidel. In other words, because giving birth to a child is a traumatic experience for the woman, and it affects the whole system, and so it takes a long time. And if she started to nurse the child, the baby, even though then she stopped nursing the baby, so it takes a long time until she'll be able to have a menstrual flow in the regular way. As a matter of fact, I read an article in a medical journal that a study was made of women who nurse the babies for a certain time and then they stop nursing the baby, because there are many women in America who the first 3 months they are advised by the doctor to nurse the baby, and then they put the baby on the bottle. So a study was made of the how many months it takes the women to get the irregular menstrual flow once they stop nursing the baby. So the study showed that it depends upon the standard of living of the women. In other words, those women who live in the places where the standard of living is relatively low, and they don't get the proper food and they don't eat in time, so it takes them a longer time. It takes them a longer time in order to be restored to normalcy than it takes the women who are rich and who are affluent and who have no problems with food. So this is what the Gemara says. I mean, we pass like a Yesi. So in other words, that Chovdalet Chadoshim, Mishaleta Vlad, Afil Meisa Vlad, and it's all with the Son of Vesto. So it could be that today, in today's living conditions, so it wouldn't take Chovdalet Chadoshim. But still, the din would still remain the same, because that was a takonis chachamim. The takonis chachamim was based upon the mitzvahs that it was in Zman Chazal. So even though today it might not take, it would take less probably than chavdalit chadashim in order to be restored to normalcy, but the din wouldn't change. Hoyso nerdes bimarbe lifli pachat v'igia shasvesto eino chisheshesto. So that's the din mentioned by Rabbeya. V'yeish eirim davke imo baraveset v'loi botko v'loi yogisha teiro v'loi bdiki avel chathile tzricha bdiki avel chathile tzricha bdiki. Why? In other words, that this aloha is only, let's say, she had a veset every 25th of the month, and she happened to be on a certain month, she happened to be in a concentration camp, in prison. So she was in a state of terror. So the aloha is, now it's already the 28th of the month, so she's allowed, she's muteres labayo. She's muteres labayo. So she doesn't even have to make a dikir after, let's say, after the 25th of the month has passed by. Masha'im came, if it is the 25th of the month, she's a soul by around the 25th of the month, even though she's still in the concentration camp. Why? Because, again, the reason is why she's mislike is down, because the menstrual flow is psychosomatic and it depends upon the emotions. So Mele, while she's in a state of terror, so then she's not likely to have a menstrual flow. I mentioned it so many times. I mean, the women, the Jewish women in concentration camp, so 95% of them did not have a menstrual flow for 3 years, for all the time that they were in concentration camp. So, but lechatchile she's asur on the inus aveset. Why? Because there is a possibility that as a result of the tashmish, so she'll become relaxed and she will not be overtaken temporarily by terror. So Mele, she might, in the midst of the tashmish, she might even be peres nido. So that's why the yeshem and davkim of rabeset v'loi botko v'loi yogisho teiro v'loi dike avu lechatchile on that day is sricho dike sholoshi sricho is dike kishi yagi aveset over rabeset v'loi botko v'loi yogisho teiro v'loi dike. ויש אימים שעשו עד שתבדק אם יש לו וסת קבוע או שהוא מלמד אף או פי שאין קבוע ואוכל לא ריק וכן מלכם עושים קבוע so that two days we shall know but we pass to Chumre but the 2 days apply only to the question as to whether the woman whose vesit has bio and she didn't make a bikkur. Let's say she has a vesit on the 25th of the month. And the 25th is she did not make a bikkur on the 25th. Now is the 28th. So the first day is that she is muteres labayo on the 28th, inasmuch as she is not aware of any hargosha, of that usually accompanies a menstrual flow, so the male, she can take it for granted that she did not have a menstrual flow. Had she had a menstrual flow, she would have been cognizant of it. She would have been aware of the agosha, So, but, so the first question is, now is the 28th, is Mutalobi Aleo, she doesn't even have to make it